Early last winter, recyclers going to the community collection center just off Dowling Road discovered that their plastic bags and film were no longer welcome. Smurfit Stone, which operates the recycling center, had stopped accepting the bags because they'd lost their market value in the Pacific Northwest and overseas. Today, the plastic bag bin returns to the center. Mary Fisher is executive director of ALPAR, Alaskans for Litter Prevention and Recycling. Fisher says the restoration reflects the fact that recycling is based on the commodities market.
When the markets crashed and the economy sunk in late fall last year, the demand for this particular commodity grade shrank drastically. And the main thing that recycled plastic film and bags are used for from Alaska are for the plastic lumber market. And that market severely shrank, and we didn't have a viable market at all for that material for a while. And that's when the recycling center decided they had to stop taking it because they couldn't sell it.
The plastic film Fisher refers to is a stretchy type of plastic often used for shrink wrap. It's commonly found covering cases of water bottles or soft drinks. The ALPAR director says that before the recycling center decided to start again taking plastic bags and film, it waited a bit to see that the building portion of the economy had regained sufficient strength.
We needed to be real sure that that market had seen adequate enough recovery to where we could restart taking that and not be worried that we would have to stop taking it sometime in the near future if that fell apart. We're feeling pretty confident at this point that the plastic bag and film market has recovered.
Fisher notes that during the months that the recycling center did not accept plastic bags, some large retailers, Fred Meyer, Kars, and Walmart, did continue to take them at their stores. Fisher regards the recycled commodities market as a sign of an improving economy.
Not only in this country, but in other countries that utilize recycled material for their feedstock. So it's a direct indicator that the manufacturing sector is starting to improve and the demand for products is starting to recover.
The increased demand for recyclables does not include glass, which the center no longer takes.
Glass is made out of sand, and when you grind glass down into a particulate that can be used, it's very often a substitute for sand, which is not a very valuable commodity on the market.
Glass is also expensive to process. Until an in-state use for ground glass is found, it simply is not economically feasible for the center. Fisher also wanted to tell Anchorage residents about a limitation concerning the plastic bags and film.
At the curb, we're taking a mixed, commingled grade of materials. Those have to be separated by machine when they get to Seattle, and the plastic bags really create problems for the machinery that does the separation. So we're not putting plastic bags in our co-mingled curbside mix.
Once again, as of today, the Anchorage Recycling Center just off Dowling Road has resumed taking plastic bags and film. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.